Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I'm going to tell you something that is a fantasy. I'm just going to get it out of the way because I know if I say this on Wednesday or Thursday, Sean and Tommy, rightfully so, would mock me. But today, you're not going to mock me. You're going to allow me to dream. The New York Jets haven't had a franchise quarterback in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
They have had one franchise quarterback in their history. His name is Joe Namath. You guys on the Giant end, you think you have one in Jackson Dart. It certainly feels that way. You had one in Eli Manning. You had one in Phil Sims. You had even before that. And you've done it the traditional way. You draft a first-round pick, develop the guy, franchise quarterback. Now, let me fantasize for a second. And I admit this is a fantasy. Wouldn't it be something if the Jets found their franchise quarterback and that guy blossomed into what many thought he could be when a billionaire owner decided to criticize him in an unfair way? Like, this was, in a lot of ways, when you look at the Jet game, it's the they did it for Nick Mangold game.
I don't think they did, though. I think that just happened.
You're right. So let's get to the one that's more realistic. It's the screw you Woody Johnson game. Because Justin Fields, who we all buried. I buried him. You, but we all got. I stinks. The lottery ticket. Rip it up. It's over. He gets criticized by Woody Johnson. He gets to start anyway, probably because of Tyrod's injury, but maybe we'll never know.
And by the way, they're not even saying who's going to start after the bye week.
I know. More on that later.
Right.
And that's the game where Justin Fields figures it out. And so when we watch the biography of Justin Fields 20 years from now after he leads the Jets to multiple Super Bowls, are we going to think back to the Woody Johnson criticism and then he found a way and then that's it? He became a superstar? Wouldn't that be, Teak, the ultimate fantasy of how the Jets finally found their franchise quarterback?
It would be, but I don't know if that's necessarily going to be. We'll see what happens after the bye week. It's a good thing to go into a bye week with a win because you actually now feel like the other seven losses don't matter.
Well,
I mean, they obviously do, but you feel like, hey, man, we're good. We just won a game. And so you fool yourself into thinking it doesn't matter. I'm talking from a player standpoint. We can just go out and win the remaining nine games. We're going to be good to go. Like you tell yourself that. It's not true, but you tell yourself that.
Just like I tell myself, this is the beginning chapter of the Justin Fields story.
Yes, that's probably not the case. He's got to do it at least five more times in these nine games remaining. So more than not, he's got to play like this to make you feel like...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like, all right, he's worth hanging on
to. Oh, 100%.
If he's anything less than that, if there's like six games where he just looks horrendous like he did in the few other games that he played this year, you're just going to say, you know what, move on.
100%. This is a fantasy because the Jets finally won a game, and it came on the heels of Woody Johnson openly criticizing the quarterback. And then to Justin's credit, if you watch his postgame, if you listen to his postgame, you'll rarely ever hear the brutal honesty and the openness that Justin Fields showed talking about what this week was like without directly pointing the finger at Woody Johnson.
Right.
He talked about crying in the closet this week. He talked about, you know, really everything he went through.
Right.
And look,
got benched.
He
was brought here to be the guy last week against the Panthers. He got benched. That's embarrassing.
He got benched. And he also, whether he wants to make a big deal of it or not, he got openly criticized by the billionaire owner.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing.
That is a big deal.
It should be a big deal.
Now there's not a tie. It's not like this owner was part of a organization that drafted him.
Right.
So it almost feels he doesn't really know me yet. You can excuse it, but you really can't. It's just when the owner basically says you suck, it puts a lot of pressure on you. A lot of pressure.
And look at the way he responded. And look how he responded.
There's always pressure on you.
Yeah.
But when an owner says my quarterback sucks, dude, how the hell do you even approach him anymore? I wonder what Woody said to him after the game.
Well, Woody should have. Well, that's a big question. Did Woody speak to him after the game?
Or reached out? He's got to have his cell phone number, contact information. I wonder if Woody is going to rectify this.
I think he should.
I think the easy
rectification is, hey, Justin, I'm so proud of you.
Yes.
You played a hell of a game. And how about this part? I'm sorry. Because even if I'm critical of your play, which Justin knows he wasn't playing great, I probably shouldn't have done it in a public way, and I probably shouldn't have done it in a pointed way.
Yes.
And Justin Fields, who, as a human, forget his quarterback play, comes across like a wonderful human being.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a religious guy. He talked about everything he went through over the last few weeks. I would assume Justin Fields' response to Woody Johnson would be, I forgive you. It wouldn't be, go screw.
Right.
I mean, it wouldn't be that. It would be, I forgive you. But who knows? Maybe this is like the movie Major League. Woody Johnson comes out, he's berating everybody, and the team rallies against the owner. I don't care why. All I know is they won a football game yesterday. Justin Fields was outstanding. And the Jet offense, which over the last 2 weeks had produced how many yards in totality?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. They went out and produced 501 total yards. They rushed for 254 yards, 30 of which came from Justin Fields, one of which came on a two-point conversion. Like, this offense was spectacular.
Yeah, you know why? I said it before, and I wanted to confirm what I saw in Carolina, against Carolina. The offensive coordinator, Tanner Engstrand, got his head out of his butt.
There you go.
Because last week against Carolina, it was either a designed rollout or a quick half a step, two step, get rid of the ball, drops. That's all you saw. Over, and it's the same thing over and over. And if you're a defense, all you have to do is sit. You don't have to wait. You're not like backing up in the coverage, worrying about somebody beating you deep like Tyler Johnson did over and over and over again. You're not worried about anything because you know he's only throwing it 4 yards.
Right.
And so give the kid a chance. They finally gave Jackson Dart. They finally gave Justin Fields a chance, and it reminds me what we saw in week one. I don't know what happened in those 5 weeks, but I almost feel like you flushed it down the toilet, this opportunity to help Justin Fields become the player that you're paying $20 million a year to do. So good job, Tanner Engstrand. I don't know if that was Aaron Glenn saying, dude, open this thing up, or what do we have to lose? And it might have been the latter, because when they went for 2 points, 30 to 38, in my head, I'm sitting there going, why the hell are you going for two?
Oh, I loved it.
No, subsequently, I got there, and right. I was like, oh, I get it. I mean, if you miss it, you still can go for two the second time.
Bingo.
If you make it, you can win the game, and you're 0-7.
Right.
Who cares?
Right.
Right? You have nothing to lose. And so I hope that's what Aaron Glenn's mentality was coming into that game, because the hardest win to get for any new coach, I know a lot of coaches that were rookies, and they all said the same thing. The hardest thing to get is the first win. And he finally got it.
He did. WFN NFL football is powered by Verizon. And we know that Nick Mangold, who loved his Jets even after retirement, was looking down and smiling on that. But we will all miss Nick Mangold. And again, condolences to his family on what was a tragic, tragic announcement yesterday. We'll get to the Giants coming up. The three major emotions that come out of that Giant loss to the Eagles. Plus your calls on the Jets, on the Giants, on Nick Mangold. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.